Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Sherelle Webb, our Dish Network Circle Television Hometown Teacher of the Year. And what a fascinating story. She lives in Humble, Texas. She's a Texas native, grew up in Lufkin. And her journey to education and her connection to NASA is just absolutely fascinating. I think you're going to love our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Sherelle Webb.
And right now, sitting in studio with us, the Dish Hometown Teacher of the Year, Sherelle Webb. It's good to meet you. Congratulations.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're from Texas.
Yes, the great state of Texas.
All right. First of all, I just want to put this out there for anyone listening, and I know you feel the same. We love teachers. We don't love on them enough. We don't give them enough credit. So thank you on behalf of all of the educators that are out there listening this morning.
Well, you know what? I am definitely taking one for the team, but you guys have showed up and showed out.
Yay!
And laid out the red carpet. I don't know if I want to go home just yet.
Good. I'm so glad to hear it. So you got to come up. You got to be a part of the Opry the other night.
Yes. Oh my goodness. That was incredible. The energy in the room was electrifying. I mean, usually people get that energy from me, but I definitely felt it from everyone, especially when he announced my name on stage, and no one knew who I was, right? So I just had to give up.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader.
Always do.
But after that, people were coming up to me and thank you for your service, thank you for what you do, and that was so memorable.
I could pinpoint exactly where you were sitting. I heard you scream. I think everybody heard you.
Oh, yes. So, you know, I'm a country girl, so you can hear me from miles.
But that was your first time at the Opry,
right?
That was
my first time.
Man, what a first night, though, huh?
Man.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we were just like, okay, so we have to look this artist up. We're going to download some of that. We're going to Spotify some of their music because they sound...
Yes. That's so good. That is so good. Okay, so Lufkin, Texas is where you're from.
Lufkin, Texas.
Okay. When did you decide you wanted to go into education?
So, really, very early.
Okay.
I am a science... I love science. I was always very good at science. And so, being able to translate to my peers, that was natural to me.
Okay.
And so, as I got older, you know, people would ask me, my peers would ask me, well, can you teach me, show me how to do this? Well, I also like nursing. Mm-hmm. And nursing was definitely a passion of mine.
Okay.
But once I attended college, graduated, my sister, who is a principal, said, you know what, Sherelle, I really need a good science teacher because my students, it's not connecting for my students. And so I said, okay, well, I didn't go to school for education. However, I did decide to get my teacher alternative certification.
Right.
So do an ACP program and was certified. And I then became a high school chemistry teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was my very first
assignment. Right in the deep end. It wasn't like elementary school. This is what, you know.
So all my students are much taller than me because I stand at 4'11". They were saying, you know, when people will walk in the room, they're like, where is your teacher? It's like, I'm right here. I'm right here. Because I'll be sitting at the desk with them. And I'm right here.
But, you know, it's so important with STEM, especially in high school, especially with girls, because there aren't enough females that really are getting exposed to it or connecting to it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I know that that's really part of the outreach for STEM programs right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. You know, I have a mentor that has a hashtag, pretty isn't enough. And so when I was in school, it was, I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt like, okay, well, I may not be the prettiest, but guess what? I'm going to be the smartest. And so then put all of my energy into academics. And so I'm just like, you know, that was my way out. That was a strength of mine.
Yeah.
And so I just honed in on that strength.
You know, at 4 feet 11, by the way, you share the height with two of the most famous people in country music history. Little Jimmy Dickens and Brenda Lee are both 4 feet 11.
That's
so
right.
You're in very good company here at WSM Radio.
Oh, you know, they
said
they pack bombs in small packages now.
That's right. Good things come in small packages.
That's
you know
right.
That. So you're currently at Heritage Preparatory School?
Yes, I am.
How did you learn about what's happening with DISH and their hometown teacher? Did someone nominate you?
Yes. So one of my biggest supporters, who is my husband, and he's here with us today, he nominated me. And I had no idea until I received an email. And they were saying, Chester Webb nominated you for Teacher of the Year. I'm just like, did you? And he was like, you know, I watch you, you know, more than the more you think. And, you know, I notice all of your efforts, and I definitely know where our money is going, because so he said that he really thought that this was something that I deserved. So I appreciate him for thinking about me in that way.
And tell us about NASA, because you have your own page on the NASA.gov website. This is so cool.
So my first assignment, so eighth grade science, of course it was chemistry. And then I had a mentor that said, you know what, Sherelle, these high school students that you're influencing, they're just ready to graduate. They, mm-hmm. you know, they got the mm-hmm. itis. They're just ready to finish.
Right.
And so she said, but the things that you're instilling into them, they need to know that. Mm-hmm. So what I recommend for you to do, go to middle school, so the things that you're implanting in them, they can then apply them once they get to high school.
Like
so
it.
I then took her advice, and then I transitioned to middle school. So mm-hmm. eighth grade science, I absolutely loved the curriculum there, the content in which I had to teach. And I remember teaching eighth grade content, Earth and Space. And I did a reflection. I said, you know what? I think that I taught it okay, but I could have definitely taught Earth and Space much better. So being a lifelong learner, I started to immerse myself in all content or all professional developments around Earth and Space sciences.
Okay.
So one of the first one was a materials camp, and I learned about the different composites and the different things that are welded together and chemical makeup, molecular structure, all of those things. Well, from there, I attended what is called a lift off, and that's specifically for teachers who are teaching Earth and Space sciences.
Okay.
Well, from there, oh my goodness, if any teacher is listening right now, lift off, which is still going on, I believe that it's like in its 20 something year, mm-hmm. but they take a teachers on this 1 week professional development behind the scenes of Johnson Space Center. You get to be in the room with 49 other educators, because you're the 50th mm-hmm. one, and they're sharing resources and sharing their best activities, and you get, and it's from all over.
Wow.
And so that really blew my mind, because oftentimes we think as teachers, it's like I'm only in my four walls,
sure.
where they're like gatekeepers. Not this group of people. They're like, I love this activity. This is for this age group. Yes, we have different standards from state to state, but this is how you can modify them. And it was just like an open arm thing. And so by me being in the professional development liftoff, it really deepened my understanding of Earth and Space sciences. So then, of course, I then took that back to my classroom. Mm-hmm. Then it became like a personal infatuation with space. And so from there, I knew that, okay, there's just more to this. And I know I not only want to impact the students in my classroom, but I want to step beyond that. And so that's when I saw the Lunar and Planetary Institute. They had an opening for an education specialist. And so I saw the description. I'm like,
maybe.
I can do that. And so I got an interview, went the first one, did the second one, and then next thing I know, they were asking me to be a part. And so as you read, I was the first person of color to have that position in its entirety. Mm-hmm. And I I was just blown away of all of the smart people in the room. You know, when I go to those technical talks and I am on my notepad, I'm writing down things and putting asterisks beside them. I'm like, okay, I need to Google that later because I have no idea what that is, right? And so it was just amazing how I found my place and found my space there in their room.
Oh, you found your space.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
And we're so happy you're in our space this morning. You light up the room.
Thank you.
And you said something that Kelly has never said. She's so impressed with all the smart people in the room. She's never said that to us. I don't know.
Congratulations, Sherelle.
Thank you
for coming and talking to us. Our wonderful DISH Hometown Teacher of the Year, Sherelle Webb, making me want to do some more STEM, get into science, and find out more about what's happening with NASA. You're incredible.
Thank you.
And I know that your infectious personality is part of the reason that your students love you.
Absolutely. On fire to inspire. That's my personal motto.
There you go.
I love it. I live by that each and every day. On fire to inspire.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
It's good to meet you. I'm going to take that with me all day long, everybody. You're listening to us right now on Coffee Country and Cody. Here's another one that's on fire to inspire. It's Russell Dickerson with Home Sweet.
Touching down from a 6-night honeymoon, sun-kissed kiss, still drunk on love, and from all-inclusive margaritas in Malibu to praying we could pay rent this month. That doormat says welcome home, but I think...
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.